I only talk to God when I need a favor, and I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I, who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor, God, I need a favor.
All right. In addition to a favor, we all know you need an ESFFL podcast. So we're bringing that to you this week, week 9 of the season. And I'm your host, Jeff Rogers, and commissioner of this league and owner of the Cecil County Bay Foxes. And I'm here with Doug Bonsall, league member extraordinaire and owner of the Brookside Brawlers.
How you doing, Jeff?
Good. How are you, Doug?
Very good.
And we bring that music to you, need a favor, because I got stopped by Doug in the hallway the other day, and he said, listen, Jeff, I know the Bay Foxes play the Victors in week 10 next week, not this week, but next week, and I could use a little favor in terms of a victory.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I was able to help Jeff out earlier with a couple of victories, so I think it's time for him to return the favor.
This is very notable because the Brawlers got off to a slow start at 1-3, but I believe we've won 4 in a row coming into this week, are now 5-3. And in those 5 victories, you've defeated the House of Pain, probably my biggest division rival.
Yes.
Dating, and that's a rivalry that dates back to the 1990s, my goodness.
Interesting.
You've defeated the Wingnuts. Division rival, new division rival, but division rival nonetheless. And you've defeated the Salamanders, also in my division. So 3 big victories there. And, oh, by the way, last week you beat the Heavies, not in my division, but I love watching the Heavies lose.
That is always an enjoyable.
Isn't it?
When you beat the Heavies, it's always enjoyable.
It's enjoyable, yes. And we did it in back-to-back weeks. I beat them 2 weeks ago, and you beat them last week.
So just like the old Uno table.
That's a fist pump. We're fist pumping people.
That's an Uno table victory there.
That was like the Malachi Crunch,
yes.
On the Uno table back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah, beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. So, and I do feel a little guilty here that I need to return this favor. I think I did play one or two teams in your division. Well, the Heavies in your division I've defeated.
Have you defeated the Bombers?
I have defeated the Bombers.
Well,
there's a little help. And I have defeated the Fettuccini.
Okay.
That was my win last week. So I have returned that favor to some extent, but I haven't beaten the biggest challenger.
Right.
Which is probably the Victors.
The Victors right now are the biggest threat in my division.
Yeah, so I'm not one to just give away favors, but when the favor is me winning a fantasy football game, I'm okay with that.
It's a win-win situation.
Yes, it's
a win-win situation.
Yes. So we're gonna do our best. Now this week is very difficult for the Bay Foxes because I believe we have 9 byes this week between my 49ers, my 49ers, my Detroit Lions, and my Trevor Lawrence Jacksonville Jaguar.
You have 9.
I have 5. Cortland Sutton. Yeah,
and I have 5.
This is Bye-mageddon, as I call it. Yes. But we'll see what happens. Hopefully I can at least manage. I'm not expecting a victory this week over the Wingnuts. They're a very tough competitor here.
Yes, they are.
So I'm not expecting victory, but I'm hoping maybe I can at least crash that. I want at least 75 points. If I can get at least 75 points, I think I'll be okay, given my previous point totals.
Right, you're leading the league in points scored. So
yeah, thanks for mentioning that, Doug.
Yeah,
I don't like to toot my own horn.
Well, no, that's fine. Why not? Hey, you earned it.
But I have concentrated all my buys into 1 week, so that has helped. That I haven't had a lot of buys yet.
Well, you know you can't win every game. I don't think anybody's ever won every game. So
correct.
If you can concentrate to say, I'm going to sacrifice this week,
you
sacrifice that week.
This is sacrificial week. So we'll see what happens here. And then next week, a lot of my players will be well-rested, and we're going to go against those victors.
Well,
those cheating victors,
the
by
cheating
the way.
Cheating victors. Okay,
yeah.
What is this?
Well,
we got a conspiracy going on?
University of Michigan sign-stealing scandal. Have you heard about this?
No, I have not.
Yeah, so the... So the Victors, the Vincent Victors, are named after, Raj, their owner, is a Michigan graduate.
Okay.
And, of course, Hail to the Victors is their fight song or whatever. But the Michigan football team has been accused of stealing signs from the other teams, which, in my opinion, is not cheating.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
Right. But
if you're getting your signs stolen, be better.
Yeah.
Be better.
Get better signs.
Yeah.
So
that's the way that's all baseball's played. That's how football's played. Don't let them steal your signs.
Yeah. Yeah. Come up with better signs.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, let's get back to fantasy football.
Okay.
And we'll talk a little bit about, if you want to talk about the season so far, perhaps how things are going. And we'll talk a little bit about your matchup this week against the Sunshines. Now, this is kind of like the wrestling the girl week,
right?
Yeah. Because, even if you win, it's probably, you're expected to win,
yes.
Right? And if you lose, well, then you've lost to a girl. So
yeah.
The Sunshine's coming in at 0-8. I don't believe they've made a roster move since week two. What do you think? Are you knocking on wood and saying I'm going to roll this week?
I'm just concentrating on this jelly roll.
Will I keep it going?
I'm just concentrating on making sure that I have players that will score for me this week. No dead spots. I have one person or one. I think my one defense is the only one that is on the active roster that's on a bye. Because I only have four spots in the taxi.
Yeah.
So, yes, I tried to make sure that I covered my bases. And other than that, I don't think we match up fairly well to each other. The Sunshine has decent quarterbacks from what it looks like. But
between Hurts and Mahomes, you would think they're going to get at least 20 points there.
Right. So
maybe more.
If I can mitigate that with Josh Allen, which I have going, then that kind of takes that off. We have one or two similar players, but other than that, then that's about, it's up to who has better at position by position.
Yeah.
You want to go down by, running backs, I have fairly stout running backs, believe it or not, with Breece Hall and Pacheco have done very well for me this year.
Yep.
Even though Breece Hall had a very slow start because I think he was on a pitch count early.
Right.
Now that they've unleashed him, he's been much better.
Right. And a pretty good matchup. I think they play the Chargers this week, not the fiercest defense in the world. So I think you're in good shape there with Breece Hall.
Right. Like I said, Najee Harris, we both share, so it's kind of a wash, because if he scores, then it's nothing there. So, and I was lucky to pick up Gus Edwards last week when he went off on Warmy.
Yeah,
so
that was a very timely addition.
Very timely addition.
Very timely addition.
That definitely put me, to one of my largest point totals ever, I think. I'd won a little higher earlier in the year, but 160 is not a territory I normally hit.
Yeah. And I should mention this game right now. You mentioned Najee Harris. This game right now is sitting in a 12-12.
Right.
Following last night.
Yes.
Harris put up 12 for both teams. And then looking at the Sunshine's roster, we mentioned the quarterback spot. But at running back, in addition to Harris, Cam Akers, who I don't see that happening.
No.
Cordell Patterson hasn't been used that much this year by the Falcons.
Yeah, he's been anonymous, really.
Yep. So really, the hopes and dreams here of the Sunshines fall on Tony Pollard, and the Eagles have done pretty well against the run this year.
Right, they've got a very stout run defense. Yes.
Yeah. So I think you're in pretty good shape overall there at running back. I would say.
Yeah, but I think the difference is going to be in the wide receivers.
Yes. Yes.
I have fairly decent wide receivers I'm pretty happy with. So.
Jamar Chase, Tyreek Hill, and CeeDee Lamb coming off did he score 30 last week?
He was a 30-burger last week.
30, yes. Yes.
So.
And the Eagles have not done well against wide receivers thus far.
So, I mean, yeah, he can score a couple as long as they lose.
Yeah. and then looking at the Sunshines, now Brandon Cooks from Dallas.
Yeah.
There's some possibility
there. He's been underused there, though.
Yeah.
He really has.
Yeah.
And Mike Evans.
Mike Evans can put a big game up there every now and then.
Yeah.
Nelson Aguilar, that's like every once in a while he finds a needle in a haystack.
Yeah,
he'll go off for
20 and then he'll go 5 for the next three weeks.
But I think he did have his one go-off game for the season.
Oh, did he?
So
okay.
You might be okay there. Charlie Jones is on IR. No worries there. Trey Palmer. and Juju Smith-Schuster. I really don't see, other than Evans, I don't really see any, I don't see the impact wide receivers there.
It's just, it's there. So.
Yeah, and then moving on to tight end, the Sunshine's Darren Waller is going to be out, so no help there. Chigi Okonkwo has already played, so he's destined to the taxi squad because that's where he is. So really just Tyler Higbee to worry about there. And
yeah.
And with Cooper Kupp back and healthy with the Rams, I don't think they're usually utilizing Higbee.
He's not done a whole lot this year, and I don't think they've been focusing on the tight end like they have in past years.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And on your side there, Mark Andrews and Dalton Schultz, both, you know, viable starters in their own right.
Right. Yeah. I think they're Andrews is usually one of the top three or four tight ends at the end of the year, and I think Schultz is just a good backup there. Going for there.
Yeah.
And then we don't talk about kickers.
We don't talk about kickers. No need to talk about kickers. And in defense, right now, the only defense on the Sunshine's roster is the 49ers, and they're on bye.
Right.
So as long as the cloud cover remains here in Tampa Bay, you're going to get a zero there. So or you're going to face a zero there, so you should be in good shape.
Right. So it's like I said, you have games that you should win and games that you should, be in. Hopefully this is one of the ones I should win.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say, but
we're knocking on wood. We're knocking on wood.
Yes, we are. And hopefully nothing weird happens.
So. Gotcha. Now your defensive situation, you got the Eagles, so
right.
Cowboys might be a tough test.
Right.
See, they do turn the ball over occasionally. So we'll see what happens there. And the
usually
Vikings,
in droves. They do it a lot or they don't do it.
Yeah. And the Vikings, are they facing the Falcons this week, I think, perhaps?
I think so. I think so.
So, not the most formidable offense.
Oh, but when you look at the points per the year, they're right there with the other two defenses I have. So they're not – it's like – just as points per game, they're putting about the same much as the Eagles, or if not more.
Yeah.
So, as a fill-in for the next 2 weeks anyway, with the 49ers this week and the Eagles next week, it's a good little slip in there.
It is. That was another good pickup, it appears. And they have, they struggled early in the season defensively, but in the last few weeks, they've really turned it around.
Well, they've been getting a lot of score. They've been scoring on defense a lot.
Yeah, getting pressure on the quarterback and creating turnovers.
Right, and then the 49, the Falcons are in a little bit of a, transition because they're not sure who their quarterback is right now.
Right.
Is it Huckabee or Higbee or whatever his name is, or is it Ritter? They're not sure.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Hospital ball Heinicke. looks like he's starting, and... I think he got, he might be the lesser of the two evils because Ritter just looks like he's maybe not NFL ready, and Heinicke, I think, is a much better quarterback, like has a better arm and can throw the ball downfield, but he turns the ball over quite a bit.
Yeah.
So the potential to generate turnovers there is, I think, higher probably with Heinicke.
Yeah. So, the Vikings are going to have to rely on the defense now that they really don't have a quarterback yet.
Yes. So now the other thing is got to be careful that the Vikings don't turn the ball over to the Falcons and give them short fields
and run the score up. Yeah.
And hurt the defense that way, right?
Right.
Through no fault of their own. Right.
Yeah. They're giving up 3 points every back to back to back to back doesn't help you any.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
So it sounds like you're feeling good for this week,
mm-hmm.
and again, you've won four in a row, so it looks like you're going to hopefully be able to keep that going. And the schedule coming up in week 10, you'll face the fellas, who they've righted the ship a little bit. They're back to 4-4, but not a high point total for them so far this season, so that's certainly a winnable game.
That's a good – you're in conference.
I'm happy for you to beat the fellas.
Okay.
Yeah, and again,
good.
Another longtime rival of the Bay Foxes. The Phoenixville Peeps, I think they've only won two games so far this season. They were missing Alvin Kamara early in the season and now have him back, and he's playing really well. So
okay.
The Peeps might be in a little, might be a trap game there for you. The Fettuccini have struggled, but they have Justin Jefferson. He might be back
by
that
back by then,
point
yeah.
in time. And then you end the season with the victors. Right. So that final game could be for the division title, the way it's looking.
Which
so
is
let's
why,
not jump ahead of ourselves.
Which is why I was asking for your help to beat them so that it won't come down to that final week. And we can hopefully have the spot locked in before that weekend if I do my part. So
yes. Yeah, so I will do my best to do my part, Doug. The last time I was lucky enough to reach the championship game, it was a loss to the victors, if you remember that, if our listeners remember that, back in 2020. So this may be the first time I've faced them since that loss. I'm not sure. So I definitely have motivation to enact some revenge from years gone by there. So I will certainly do my best. And like I said earlier, like I'm always up. When it's me winning a game, a contest, anything in life, I'm always, if that's the favor,
that's the favor.
I'm always willing to comply.
I think it's an easy one to ask for.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Doug. I appreciate you joining us this week.
Thanks for having me.
And talking about your team. Congratulations on the 4 wins in a row. Thank you for the victories over my division rivals.
And thank you for the ones you've been beating for me, too.
And we're just going to roll out of here and wish everyone the best for their week 9 matchups in the ESFFL. Good luck, everyone.